Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to say glory to God in the highest. Glory to my Father, my Lord, my Savior, the Creator of all. In Yahushua's name, by His Holy Spirit, we are here again. I mean, obviously, you know, this is the grace of God, because I am here speaking and you are listening. And so I just, the honor and the glory and the praise. I know that I haven't been on in a long time, and a lot has happened since last time. And but I just want to give God the glory that I'm able to make a comeback. I mean, the enemy has put me through so much, has put me through a lot of trials and confusion and with family and friends, and the enemy has just been chipping away at me. And I just, you know, remember a dream that I had where a voice, which I called an old man, spoke to me in my dream, and he said, "Satan wants to destroy you." And I said, "Satan can't destroy me because he has no power over me. I haven't given my power over to Satan, so he can't destroy me." And I've had dreams, several dreams, where the enemy come at me, and I literally grab the enemy, a 1-inch octopus-like being. Literally like a 1-inch being that looks like an octopus with like tentacles for a mouth. And he was causing havoc and devastation in the earth. He was destroying wickedly in the earth, and people were like in travail, and they were wondering what's going on. And I'm like, it's the enemy, Satan. And I remember grabbing Satan and had him in the palm of my hand, and I literally pulled off every tentacle that was. I literally stripped him bare and threw him on the ground, and he was crawling, literally crawling on the ground, crawling towards me. And in my dream, I point my finger at him and I said, "Die in Yahushua's name." And Satan just went right down on his knees in front of me, and the scripture said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that to the name and the glory of God, and that, you know, and that even Lucifer, Satan, and his angels and demons have to bow down. And Yahushua is Lord and God. And so in my dream, you know, he came at me again. This time he was like twice as big, like 2-inch now. And I did the same thing. I just ripped him to shred and threw him down on the ground and pointed him and said, "Die in Yahushua's name." And he just went down on his face in front of me. And so, folks, we have the power in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We have the power over principalities and powers in high places. We have the power in Yahushua's name to cast down into this. The enemy wants to destroy me. This is why the enemy wants to destroy all those of us who are gods, all those of us who are trying with our heart, soul, and mind to follow him to wherever he go, and that means follow his word. Wherever his word take us, wherever his commands take us, wherever his laws and his precepts and statutes take us, follow the Lamb. And, you know, Yahushua said, "The sheep, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And if we hear his voice, and we follow him, then all is going to be just fine with us." So, folks, I just want to say that we cannot afford in these days and in these last times that we're living in, we cannot, I repeat, we cannot follow after the doctrines and the commands of man. We cannot pay heed to their ways of life because we have been here on this earth for 6,000 years. And we are at the end of the 6,000 years. And the truth, Yehoshua, his word, who he is, who we are, how we are to live, it's been watered down. It's been twisted. It's been turned around. And Yehoshua said that my people perish. We don't know what the truth is if we don't seek Yehoshua. If we don't seek Yehoshua and ask for his spirit to guide us, then we are in dire straits. We are in big trouble. So today, I just want to talk a little bit on what it means to follow Yehoshua, what it means to live our life for him and in him and through him, not for our glory, not for anything that we are going to gain in this life, but for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. I remember just one day I was just walking around the house, just cleaning and singing and just talking to the Lord. I was home alone, and I to the Lord best when I'm home alone and when I am just busy doing things. I cannot sit still if I kneel down to pray or if I am just being still praying. I have to move around and be occupied in doing things and talk to him. And so I was talking to the Lord, and really, really a heartfelt conversation with God. And I said, Father, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't believe I know you. I mean, I know about you. I raised up in church, and I said, I know about you. I've read about you, and I've heard people talk about you, but it's not the same thing. And I said, Father, I don't think I know you. I don't think I know who you are, and I know who I am. And I said, Lord, who are you? Reveal yourself to me. And I said, I don't think I've ever loved you. Because love is not a word, it's not a feeling, it's a state of being. You have to, because, you know, I said, Father, your word said that, you know, God is love. So that means he is the embodiment of love. You know, God is the embodiment of love. He is simply love. And I said, Father, I don't think I've ever loved you. Because I don't feel like I'm the embodiment of love. So I've ever loved you. And I said, I want to love you. I want to love you the way you desired for me to love you. I want to experience loving you. I want to know what it is to love you. And I want to know what it is that you love me. And I don't think that I know that. And I started weeping. I started like wailing. I said, Lord, I don't know you, and I don't know how to love you, and I don't think I've ever loved you. And I said, would you please show me how to love you? Man, oh man, as soon as I said that, I feel in my spirit as if Father was waiting for me to say that. And, you know, as the Lord said, purple pill. Purple pill. And I said, I'm saying purple pill because someone by the name purple pill joined in the chat room. But anyways, and I said, Father, teach me how to love you. And as soon as I said that, Father, you know, the Lord said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that really threw me off because I wasn't expecting to hear that. And the Father said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I said, Father, have I not kept your commandments? And he said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And folks, this is how I began to keep the Sabbath day of the Lord, our God. I had never kept the Sabbath day before. I didn't know what it means, true seventh-day Sabbath, and I've never kept it. I always have a lot of things to say against it when anyone would tell me about the Sabbath day, and I would be like everybody else, basically. I'll say the same things everybody else is saying. And I would just say, I can keep any day I want. We can keep any day of the Sabbath. And I literally just put my own words to it. I say my own thing to it because of tradition and because of my ignorance. And, you know, like the Bible, Yeshua say, my people perish for lack of knowledge, for lack of the truth, perishing for lack of the truth. And from the horse's mouth, from the Lord's mouth to my ears, from the Lord's mouth to your ears. And the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I said, Father, I am guilty. I could not argue with the Father. I mean, it didn't dawn on me, it didn't enter into my mind or into my heart to even contend with Father. And I said, Father, I am guilty. And I said, I've never kept your Sabbath day. I don't know how to keep it. I don't know what it means to keep it. And I don't even know how to begin to keep it. And I said, I want to keep it. Me, how to keep it. And as soon as I said that, you know, the Lord started teaching me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day. And it was from the Lord. It was He who convicted me, who showed me and taught me. It was He who taught me everything that I need to know about the Holy Sabbath day. You know, the scripture said that we need not anyone teach us, but the Holy Spirit Himself will come and teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. Well, this is what it is. It means that the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come and teach us. Glory and the honor and the praise. And I know that I've talked to many, many, many Christians, brothers and sisters, friends and not friends, and people about the Sabbath day. And, oh, my God, I was hearing myself because they were just lashing out at me and being angry that I even dare to keep the Sabbath day. I've talked to pastors, and they've, really livid. They're like, don't talk to me about the commandments. Don't talk to me about the Sabbath day. I've been in the ministry for 50 years, and oh, my. And I just pray for these people. I'm not condemning them. I'm just saying, seek God for the truth. Be honest with Him. You know, seek Him for the truth in all things to show you the truth. And confess that you are living by tradition and the commandments and doctrine of men and your forefathers, and be honest with the Lord, and He will be truthful to you. He will open up your way. He will open up a way and open up the truth to you. So, you know, the scripture said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in verse 14, you know, it says, I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before Him. And so what the scripture is saying to us is God is saying, whatsoever God does, it's forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. So we cannot run around adding to God's word and taking away from it. We can't do that. It's wrong. It's being a stiff neck and a perverse generation. It's being disrespectful and dishonorable to the Most High God. And we are to do whatever He's now. The same Sabbath day that was, it's now. And that which is to be had already been. And God required that which is past. And He's not just talking about other things. He's talking about all of His words and His ways and His laws and His commandments, His statutes and His precepts. I'm not talking about the ordinances and these things that Moses had to govern, and the children of Israel were governed with when they killed animals as a sacrifice, and when you sin, they stone you to death. And those things were done away with at the coming of our Lord and Savior Yahushua HaMashiach. Those things were done away with, but the law that Yahushua spoke of in the New Testament said the law, that he did not come to destroy the law or the prophet, but he came to fulfill. He said, but until everything is fulfilled, he said, but until heaven and earth pass away, until heaven and earth pass away, nothing, the law should stand, the commands should stand, until heaven and earth pass away, my law and my commandment can be moved. Not a jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Yes. Not a jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled, till heaven and earth pass away. Nothing shall be touched from the law, from the commandment. And that means all 10 commandments. Nothing shall be added to it. Nothing shall be taken away from it. So, you know, we are to have reverence unto the Most High God. We are to give him reverence. We are to respect his word, his ways, and everything that he has told us to do. We are in the days, folks, where we have to honor God. We have to follow after him. We have to do what he asks us to do. We have to just him, the pure word, folks, the pure bread of life. Yahushua was the bread of life that came here for us, and there was no leaven in him. There was no sin. There was nothing. He said, "I do what I hear the Father do. I say what I hear the Father say, and I do what I hear the Father say. And whatever the Father asks me to do, I do it, and I keep my Father's commandment." And if Yahushua kept his Father's commandment, and which is our Father, and if he say what he hear his Father say, and he do what he see his Father do, but what are we supposed to do and say? We are to say what we hear Yeshua say and do what we see Yeshua do. And whatever commands Yahushua told us to keep, we are to keep them. We're not to add, and we're not to take away. We're not to follow after men. I know that many are running around, many preachers and teachers that are being revered and that are being looked up to. And these men, you know, are so-called in the world, in this world. They're so-called powerful men of God. They're called powerful men of God. I don't know about that, but many of them are called powerful men of God. And, folks, these are the people that are preaching a watered-down gospel. They're adding leaven to the pure bread of life. And you cannot add leaven. You have to have an unleavened word. You cannot add to it, and you cannot take away from it. And you cannot simply throw it out because you don't like it. You know, many are running around preaching and teaching that the Sabbath is not for us today. It's for the Jews. It's for Israel only. No. That's wrong also. You know, Yahushua said that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath day on the earth. And all things in it. And then he created man. The Lord God rested on the seventh day. As he created the first day and the second, he created things. So let there be light, and there was light, and the morning and the evening was the first day. And then he created things and said the morning and the evening was the second day, and all the way down to the sixth day. And he said the morning and the evening was the sixth day. And then the Bible says, And all things were created, the heavens and the earth and everything in it was created. And then the Bible didn't say, the Word of God didn't say, and God created something and the morning and the evening was a seventh day. No. The scripture tells us that, and God rested on the seventh day. And he hallowed it. And he made it holy. God rested on the seventh day. He told us to reverence the seventh day, to keep it holy. Just read a bit of scripture here, Exodus 20:10. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. It is the Sabbath of the Lord. That's what Yahushua said, that I am Lord of the Sabbath. And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, he said, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. It is not the Sabbath of the Jews or the Israelites only, but Yahushua said that the Sabbath was made for man. For man, the Israelite, the house of Israel. But for man, period, the house of Israel and anyone else who deemed to take hold of the ways of the Most High God and to follow after him, all of us, Gentiles and Jews and Israel, the house of Israel. The Sabbath was made for man so that we can rest from all our works and from all our busy time and to reflect back on all that the Lord our God has created for us. Do you know that the world was created for our, because of us, because of the Lord God getting ready to bring all the fallen angels into this earth to be redeemed? And do you know that we are all fallen angels? That sin, when war broke out in heaven? Yes, we are. We are that one-third, we are part of the one-third of the angels that fell from heaven. And we were brought here, and the Lord God hallowed the seventh day. He created, he rested on the seventh day. The seventh day is an eternal day, and it is a sign between us and God, the Most High God. Mostly, the Lord God made that covenant with the house of Israel and with all the other nations who deemed to repent and turn to the Most High God. Even the strangers within the house of, within the midst of house of Israel, he said, all those, he said, and I'll touch on that next time. Folks, we are truly living in unborrowed time. We are living in the days when calling good evil and they're calling evil good. We are living in the days when up is down and down is up, where God forbid you should be the kind of person who are humble and meek and lowly and maker. The Bible says, blessed are the meek, and blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God and for they shall inherit the earth. And God forbid you should be that kind of person. You will have so many haters around you. You will have so many people hating you, because these are the days where, you know, the scripture tells us that the love of many shall grow cold and many shall depart from the faith. Many shall depart from the faith and, you know, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness shall cover the people. And we are living in the times when darkness has covered the earth and is growing even denser. And darkness has covered the people so much. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there is so much evil in the world. There is so much hate. There are so many people that are engulfed in lies and deception. Even the church, the so-called church is in dire straits. The so-called church is in a mess. And so, folks, we have to cling to the Most High God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We have to cleave to Him. We have to strive to be strong. Let me tell you something. I used to hear more from the Lord. The Lord has given me so much, I was on Block Talk Radio for at least 2 years, and I've done many episodes there, and I have websites where I've posted many of my articles. You can go on, click on my Block Talk Radio site and click on the links to access some of the articles. But folks, and you can always send me a message. I have many, many articles that the Lord has taught me on the Sabbath day and many other revelations that the Lord has given me. And if you would like any of these articles, feel free to reach out to me and I can email them to you. But but next time I will actually put the links in the talk shows in these and try to come on more because there is so much. I have stayed away for quite some time and I had actually stumbled and fell away and it's so hard. And so, I just grateful that the Lord has given me and to come back on to, because there is so much He has showed me, so much revelation and regarding His word and visions and dreams and just revelations regarding things to come and literally visions where I was taken out of time. And so many things to talk about. And I just want to say, let us continue to strive for truth. And the truth is, in the word of the most importantly, the truth is Yahushua HaMashiach. And in order to receive the unleavened word, we ought to go directly to Yahushua, to the Father in Yahushua's name, and He will allow His Holy Spirit, according to His word in the book of John, He will allow His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and reveal all things to us and teach us the truth. And this is the word of God, coming to you on this April the 27th, 2019. And I just love you guys, and I pray that we all endure to the end and that the Holy Father, Yahushua, will be covered by the blood of the Lamb in these perilous times that we're living in, that the enemy cannot triumph over us or harm us or hurt us in any way. Let's pray for each other, saints. Love you until we meet again. Goodbye.